This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Ever come across the term Web 2.0 and think, what even is that?
I know, right?
Well, today's deep dive is all about getting to the bottom of that. We're looking at an article by Jim Clannon from Double Dome Digital Marketing. They're a web design company based in Atlanta.
Okay.
Basically, what we're trying to do today is like cut through all the techie jargon and really understand what Web 2.0 actually means. You know, like how it evolved from the first version of the internet, how it changed the way we use the web, all that good stuff.
Sounds good. And I think one thing that's kind of cool to think about is that Web 2.0 wasn't like a software update or anything.
Right.
It was really more of a change in how we use the internet, how we interact with it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if Web 2.0 is this like new evolution of the internet, what was it like before? Like, what was that original internet? The article calls it Web 1.0. What was that all about?
Yeah, so according to the article, Web 1.0 was all about information, right? Like, it was basically a giant digital library where people went to read stuff.
Uh-huh.
Most people weren't actually creating content or sharing things. They were just consuming it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, email was the main way people communicated. Websites were basically like online brochures, just static pages with information.
Okay, so it was like a one-way street, just getting information. And then Web 2.0 comes along and kind of like opens up that street to two-way traffic.
Exactly.
What changed? What happened?
Well, the big thing was the arrival of social media and online networking.
Okay.
That really changed the game. Suddenly, people could create their own content, share it with others, connect with each other. You know, it became a much more interactive space, not just for social stuff, but for business too.
Right, right. And, you know, it's interesting, the article points out that these terms, Web 1.0 and Web 2.0, they're not like official tech definitions.
Yeah, it's true.
They're more like informal ways of describing how internet usage has changed over time, right?
I think of them as almost like historical markers. And the article then goes on to talk about some of the specific technologies that made this shift possible. Like, think about how huge it was when people could easily share files and images online.
Right, right.
That's something we take for granted now, but it was pretty revolutionary back then.
Totally. I mean, things like those early photo sharing websites and the first blogging platforms, that was a big deal. And speaking of change, how did businesses adapt to this new, like, interactive internet world?
Yeah, well, the article touches on that. You know, with Web 2.0, businesses suddenly had all these new ways to reach their customers.
Yeah.
Social media marketing became a big thing, right? Allowing them to actually engage directly with people, build online communities, get instant feedback. It was a huge shift from the old broadcast style marketing of Web 1.0.
So essentially what we're talking about is a shift from this kind of like static information hub to a more dynamic platform where users are creating, sharing, interacting.
Exactly.
And it's driven by, you know, participation and this easier sharing of all kinds of media.
And I bet if you think about it, most of what you do online these days involves, you know, creating stuff, sharing stuff, interacting with others.
Yeah.
That's all a direct result of Web 2.0.
Absolutely. So big thanks to Jim Clannon and his article for these insights. We've learned that Web 2.0 is, at its core, the social internet we all know and use today.
Right.
A pretty big leap from that earlier, more passive version of the internet.
And it makes you wonder, you know, what's next? If those changes were so huge in moving us from Web 1.0 to 2.0, what kind of technological advances are waiting around the corner that could completely change the way we use the internet again?
Right.
And, you know, maybe even lead to new web, whatever numbers we haven't even thought of yet.
It's exciting to think about.
Right.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.